Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today, I'm in a much better mood than I was last week. Last episode was really hard for me, but this week, I am smiling, kicking my feet, screaming, all the things, because the summer I turn pretty is living rent-free in my head. Today recording this is Thursday. So yesterday on Wednesday, the finale came out. I watched it three times. Truly, I watched it once, obviously, like that first time that I put it on, I really watched it. But then two more times throughout the day, like a little bit after the first time, and then when I was in bed, like going to sleep at night, I put it on again. And I like just fast forwarded through everyone else's scenes, and I only watched the Belly and Conrad scenes, which really isn't, like, it's not the entire episode, so like it's not like I watched 4 hours worth of it, you know. I really like watched it once, but I couldn't get it out of my head. Like, I just kept rewatching it. Like, the Belly and Conrad scenes were just giving everything that we've been needing it to give, everything that we've been waiting for from truly season one, episode one. Like I said this yesterday, like, I mean, granted, they, right after I watched it for the first time and I was like about to post my video, you know, giving my reactions to the finale, like someone reposted that Prime Video posted the movie that was going to come out. I legit just finished, and in the video that I recorded myself, you know, my reaction to the ending, I said, like, I'm not ready to say goodbye and like never see them together because this sucks. Like, we got them together, but like things weren't good. And then like there was so much back and forth with him and Jeremiah. And it's like, we watched all of season three of her being with Jeremiah and like trying to convince herself how much she loves Jeremiah and like chasing after him and fighting for him and taking him back and marrying him after he cheated on her. And like, all this Jeremiah nonsense. And now we get Conrad at the last possible second. I'm like, I want more. I'm not ready to be done yet. So legit right after I finished that is when they announced that the movie was going to come out. So now my hope and thought process. So I did not read the books, but I know that I believe at the very end of the last book that there's like an epilogue where like they get married and whatnot. So I feel like the epilogue is going to be like the inspo for the movie. Obviously, the epilogue is not long enough to make an entire movie out of it. So I just feel like there's going to be more to it. I think we're going to get a wedding. I think we're going to see that they, you know, maybe Belly will like get pregnant at the end, or maybe they'll fast forward and show them have kids. But like, there's no way that they're going to give us what they gave us and then take them apart. Like, they're not going to make them break up. They're not going to make one of them die. There's no way. There's no way they would do that to us. I feel like this type of show, this type of brand, this type of, you know, like concept in general, like, is meant to be a happy ending. So I don't see the movie taking us in any direction other than, like, getting to see the wedding, you know? So I think that's going to happen. What I think is it might pick up kind of a little before where the finale ended off. I think it'll go a little before that. I think that, like, we will see Jeremiah finding out. Like, I have a feeling that that's going to happen. Obviously, in the end of the finale, like, it kind of skipped past that part. I think we're going to get the reunion, like, the reuniting of Belly coming home and the family seeing everybody and, like, you know, Jeremiah finding out. Like, I think that we'll get that. And then I think that we'll get, there's got to be some sort of drama, right? So obviously Jeremiah is going to be heartbroken, whatever the case is. Nobody cares, though. I also think that if there's going to be any sort of drama with Belly and Conrad, I think that the drama would be something about, like, Conrad finally healing in, like, his grief. Because I feel like what we saw this season was he was really still struggling with his grief. It seemed like Jeremiah was, like, fun and fucking around and playing games and, like, yada, yada, yada. But I feel like Conrad was so hurt. He was hurt because of Belly. He was, like, missing his mom. Like, there was a lot of reflecting on his mom. Like, I think that we'll get, like, the letters from Susanna. Like, I just feel like there's going to be, like, if anything is going to be drama with them, it would be that kind of stuff. Grief and, like, finally letting go of the whole, like, Susanna situation. Maybe some stuff with the dad, like Susanna's Susanna's husband. I don't know. I think that maybe something with him, maybe he's going to remarry. Like, maybe it would be something like that. I don't see a world in which Jenny Han would create a drama between Belly and Conrad that they can't get through. You know what I mean? I think Taylor will get pregnant. Because you know what? There was, like, to me, there was a foreshadowing of Taylor getting pregnant because in the episode, in the finale, Steven said something like, is anyone else noticing that Taylor is, like, extremely angry? And, like, obviously she was angry about the moving situation. But I almost felt like it was a foreshadow of them trying to let us know, like, that her hormones are all over the place. Like, Taylor's, like, extremely angry. And then she was really happy. Like, I feel like it was kind of them telling it. Like, I honestly thought they were going to say she was pregnant in the episode because she was in the finale, because she was freaking out about him leaving her, which I get, like, you know, him moving to California and her not going. But I thought that when they were on that dock and she just kept saying about, like, wanting to go with him, I thought she was going to tell him that it's because she's pregnant. That was just a vibe that I got. Like, I just had a feeling that she was going to be like, you can't go without me. One, I love you. Two, we're going to start a family. So now what, bro? Like, that's what I thought was going to happen. So I was, like, bracing myself for that. And when it didn't happen, I was like, okay, maybe we're foreshadowing the movie. Maybe that was the vibe. So I have a feeling she's going to get pregnant. I think that it would, like, it's going to, I think it's going to be a generally wholesome, happy ending. I might be eating my words next year whenever this comes out, but I have a feeling. So fingers are crossed. I'm hoping for it. Now, in general, I wanted to talk about just the whole Belly and Conrad thing, because I think it's so real. And I also want to, like, take back how angry I was at Belly this whole season. And I will explain. I feel like we actually got to see Belly's issue with Conrad or whatever the case is just now in the finale. Beforehand, I almost felt like they're getting to the point of no return, Belly and Conrad, because now there's so much distance that there's no chemistry. It seems like he's delusional. Like, I was getting the vibe that Belly was so over it. She wanted no part of it. Like, she didn't see him that way anymore. And, like, Conrad was just, like, a lost cause, like, going for a girl who just, like, doesn't care. Every episode, I'm like, fuck Belly. Like, I was so mad at her. I think everybody was angry with her. And just all the choices that she made and whatnot. But what was missing, I think, from all the episodes prior, but I guess it was like the whole point of making a show was that we didn't know her thoughts. Because when I was watching my 13-year-old girl Summer I Turned Pretty edits on TikTok, a lot of the book readers, because I did not read the books, were putting the scenes from the episode attached to the audiobook, where the scene that was playing out in the book and in the movie, I mean, I'm sorry, and in the TV show, would be, you know, they would be parallel, but the book had written Belly's thoughts. So Belly, the readers knew what Belly actually was thinking and feeling in that moment. Whereas in the TV show, we were only seeing what they were saying to each other, and we were not getting any narration of her feelings beyond that. For example, the day before the wedding, when Conrad declared his love for Belly, and she said pretty much fuck no, and ran away and ran off crying and whatever, like, obviously we could see that she was like in some sort of distress because she was crying and emotional. However, we didn't really know why. We didn't know what she was thinking. We didn't know where her heart really was at, because she like turned around and went right back to Jeremiah and tried to beg Jeremiah to marry her. Like, really, at the end of the day, Jeremiah is the one who ended it with her. So we didn't, I was at the point where I'm like, this girl does not love Conrad anymore. Like, I just felt as if you were like, it's over. Like, they're way too far gone. And however, in my watching the edits that were made, they played the audiobook narration. So it's whoever voice acted the audiobook, you know, from the story, the way it was written in the books, was speaking what in the book Belly was thinking at that time. So we see her telling Jeremiah, telling Conrad no and running away crying. But in the book, she's like, I had to tell him that. I had to run away in tears and whatever. Like, I had to get away from this before he could see my true feelings. Like, in the book, the readers knew that she was still in love with Conrad. That's the moral of the story. The readers knew that. The readers knew that she was just so, like, afraid of her feelings for Conrad that she was just trying to run away from them. The viewers of the TV show who didn't read the book did not know that. So now, all this time, all the decisions that she made, like, I'm like, I fucking hate this girl. I hate her so bad. But at the very end, when they had that scene in the bedroom, when he told her again, you know, in Paris that he loved her, you could finally see that she was just so afraid of loving him too much and loving him. Like, she had the fear that, like, she was never going to get that same love reciprocated, that she was just always going to be like, how do we know that you actually love me? Like, you know, because she knew that that was like her dream man, but like, I don't think she knew that she was really his dream woman. And so even with him professing his love for her and telling her and trying to show up for her and whatever, like, she kind of convinced herself that, like, he would never love her the same way she loves him. So she can't let him keep hurting her. The difference, though, between being hurt, I mean, his way of hurting her was when he was really down in the dumps from his, I don't know, mom dying. Like, he was suffering a little bit, so he let her down, whereas his brother, Jeremiah, cheated on the girl. Gaslighter, manipulator, cheater, like, actually did things to her. Made her fight with him to break up with him so that he could hook up with somebody else. Like, just, what? Like, so the way that the guys hurt her was completely different. However, she wasn't as hurt by Jeremiah because she didn't love Jeremiah as much as she loved Conrad. Point blank. Conrad, anything Conrad did was always going to have more of an effect on her because she cared more. So the good moments with Conrad, she'd always feel better. The bad moments with Conrad, she'd always feel worse. And with Jeremiah, she felt safe because Jeremiah was Jeremiah loved her more, so she didn't have to worry. So that to me is something real, that's really real. I feel like sometimes the really hard thing to do is to finally, like, just like let yourself move on from the person that like has this insane hold on you. And so I think Belly was really trying to move on from Conrad, because it's like, I can't live my life constantly, like, you know, yearning for this person and like loving this person so much that like I don't know what to do with this love. I don't know what to do with this feeling. And so with that being said, once we finally got that in that finale of her like really questioning how true his love is and whatnot, I'm like, oh, we've all been there. We've all kind of been Belly. I mean, I never had anyone from my past like yearn for me the way that Conrad's been yearning for Belly. But like, we've all had those guys that have that hold on you, that you're like, the only way out of this is to just get rid of it and never, ever, ever go back. Never, ever, ever let yourself feel stupid again, fall into that trap again. Like, and I think that's what Belly was doing. Like, think about it. Think about any guy that you were able to, just like at the drop of a hat, they ask where you are. You're like, where do you want me to be? They ask if you're free. You're in the middle of something with other people, but you're like, I'll leave right now. Like that guy that you would have just done anything for and have let yourself be disappointed by so many times and feel stupid by so many times. And like you make plans and he cancels. And like, I made a TikTok once before, and it's funny because I think they said that the song was a Taylor Swift song. I didn't write this TikTok knowing about the Taylor Swift song, but I made a TikTok years ago, and it's the sound, it's the song Because I Liked a Boy by Olivia Rodrigo. And it's like, all because I liked a boy. Oh, and she goes, and all of this for what? And so I made a TikTok with that song, All Because I Liked a Boy and All of This for What, with the words written on it saying, I put like, thinking about that time when I liked him so much that I would keep myself available on the weekends just in case he would ask me to hang out. Reflecting back to like a guy that I liked in the past, where every now and then, like on a Friday night or a Saturday night at 9 o'clock, he'd be like, what are you doing? So I liked him so much that on perfectly good weekends, I would stay in like, what if he calls me? Like, I don't want to go all the way here, because then there were times where like I was not available and he asked me like to hang out. And I'm like, oh, now I'm not like, now I don't get to hang out with him because like I'm here and he's there, like whatever the case is. And I like hated that feeling because I liked this person so much. So I always wanted to be available. And so, you know, in that TikTok, I'm like, I literally used to keep myself free just in case this person wanted to see me. And people were like, oh my God, that's like the lyric from Taylor Swift when she says like, oh damn, I can't remember what she said, but there's a Taylor Swift lyric which alludes to the same concept of like, I would just stay home in case you would call. It might've been August, the song August, I don't remember. Let me also just say, speaking of Taylor Swift, I'm no Swiftie, no offense. I do like Taylor Swift music, mostly like the older stuff. Like I really can jam out to like Long Live, like the old Taylor Swift music. Oh, Last Kiss. Are we kidding? Please, let's not get started. I could go on and on and on about the old Taylor Swift songs. However, I'm really not a Swiftie. I'm not up to date. I don't really know her new music. I don't know anything that goes on in her personal life aside from the fact that she's now engaged to Travis Kelce. She's not my girl. You know, that's it. I'm sorry. She's not my girl. However, Taylor Swift's music made this season of The Summer I Turn Pretty magical. The Taylor Swift album being the soundtrack to The Summer I Turn Pretty season 3, like, I don't even know what to say. Like, it was the entire point. It introduced me to new songs. That finale song, Out of the Woods. Like, I don't even know that song. But now, I actually just got the chills. If you're watching this on video, like, you might be able to see. And I don't know if you could see. The video is too clear. But, like, I have the chills on my arms. Like, now I'm going to be listening to Out of the Woods because it is Belly and Conrad getting back together. I mean, Scott Street, too. Oh, my God. Please. As soon as I heard Scott Street, like, I mean, I am on TikTok. I wasn't born yesterday. Done. Done, done, done. But the Taylor Swift music, I mean, it gave so much life to the show, to the episodes, to the scenes. Like, it was everything. Out of the Woods playing with Taylor, with Out of the Woods playing with Belly running through the streets of Paris and the train station and getting there. And then when they, like, stopped the song, when, like, they gave a little break in the middle of the song when they were in bed, you know, having some fun, doing their thing. And he said, I dream of this. You. I could not. I cannot. I will not. I was floored. Standing ovation, honestly. So coming from a non-Swiftie, Taylor Swift was the gift that kept on giving this season of The Summer I Turned Pretty. It is what it is. And this show, I mean, this show is truly for the girls, but this show was really for the Swifties. So Swifties, good for you. You got that. You got exactly what you wanted. But yeah, it gave so much life.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Gentle Dentist continues to hear compliments from their patients.
I am so glad we found the Gentle Dentist. It is truly pain-free. Not just for me, but I'm so happy my children have had such a wonderful experience. They love the Smile Club.
I'm a business owner, so every minute of my time is valuable. I love that they are so respectful of my time.
The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call now. New patients receive a free sonic toothbrush with a cleaning and exam. Call 614-431-3311.
Okay, girls, I got a question for you all to think about. How would life be different if you developed undeniable confidence? Well, you're about to find out, because I know you're sick of settling for the bare minimum. I know you crave more in life. So imagine how different your life would be if you had the tools to stop settling, to start raising your standards, and to start getting everything you want in life. And guess what? You can get all the tools through my Queens of Confidence coaching program. It's a self-paced, 8-module digital program that has been proven to change lives through recorded coaching videos, journal prompts and worksheets, and a community discussion board for you to ask me any questions and connect with the other members of the program too. Topics of the Queens of Confidence program include external validation, feminine energy, masculine energy, boundaries, high standards, communication skills, self-doubt, limiting beliefs, imposter syndrome, daily habits, mindful living, emotional availability, improving your relationships, understanding your needs, attracting everything you want, and yes, more. You can get instant access to the entire program right now, and best of all, you can watch and learn at your own pace because your access is granted forever. Some of the queens who have completed the program said, "It's the best investment I've ever made into myself. Vic is the best person to learn from. She's a true expert when it comes to confidence. Worth every penny. And I've taken a couple of courses where they sound rehearsed or just repeat the same cookie cutter things. Your course is the complete opposite, and your everyday examples really drive your points home. So girls, it's your time. Invest in yourself, you're worth it, and your 2.0 self will thank you for changing your life for the better. Head to victoriaalario.com or click the link in the show notes and get the Queens of Confidence program now. And so anyway, in general, let's get back on track here. Belly and me. And guys that you're afraid of breaking your heart and hurting your feelings. It's so real. It's so scary because you're like, this is the person that, like, I like so much or I love so much. And, like, I would love to be with. Like, Belly would love to marry Conrad and be with Conrad. And that was like her dream man. But the fear is wearing your heart on your sleeve, going back to this person after they've disappointed you before, getting yourself so worked up, getting yourself so invested in this person, and hoping for the future, expecting the future, starting to see the future, starting to see a life with this person, just for them to take it away from you, just for them to rip the rug right out from under your feet. So Belly's hesitations and fears with Conrad was valid. It was a shame that we didn't know that that was her fear the whole season. And I thought that we were just like losing them as a couple. But as a girl, I'm like, that is so real. And so the reality is she couldn't ghost and cut off Conrad cold turkey because of their family ties, the Jeremiah of it all, the Susanna and whatever her mom's name is of it all. Like, they're so intertwined that what we would have done as regular girls in like real life is block him, cut him off, never speak to him again, never see him again, avoid him at all costs, allow yourself to completely move on and just never have to worry about him again. That's what I've done. You might not even say your piece. I mean, some of us, you know, want to get it out there and say our piece, but then the rest of us are like, it doesn't matter. I'm doing myself a disservice by even giving this person one more ounce of my energy. I have to cut them off completely. So with that, Belly couldn't. So we like saw her still having conversation with Conrad, still engaging with Conrad, but she was doing the mental gymnastics of trying to block him out of her head and her heart the entire time, which for a regular girl, like it's not a thing. Like you can't do that. Obviously, most of us don't have these people like in our lives, like permanently the way that they do. But see, like, even when Conrad said to her, so in the scene in Paris, in bed, when he said to her, now you're stuck with me forever, that scared her. It didn't scare her because she doesn't want forever with Conrad. It scares her because we can't go through this cycle of you getting my hopes up just to let me down. Don't say things like that to me. That was the mindset. But watching it, you're like, why does she look freaked out that he just said forever? Why does she look like she doesn't want forever with Conrad? Why does it look like he's in love with a woman who doesn't have the same feelings? Like that was like a hard watch. It was a hard watch, I will say. I'm like, Belly, get it together. I can't stand you right now. But the reality is that for us, we're like, imagine in real life, a guy that you really like, who says all the right things to you and knows how to pull you back in, does the sweet talking, tells you what you want to hear, even if he doesn't mean it. You know how many times guys lead you to believe they really like you, you're the only one they're seeing, blah, 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 I could see something with us, you're special to me, yada, yada, yada. And then there's no depth there. There's nothing beneath the surface. There's no real meaning to those words. It's just what they do. It's part of their charm. It's how they keep you around. It's how they get you going. Like, that's just the name of the game. Whether they do it intentionally or unintentionally, it's still evil because they know how, like, the key to a girl's heart. They know how to get in there with these false promises and the future faking and the love bombing and, you know, wishing something, saying the things that you wish for, making you wish for something that really has no future, like no true place in your life. It's just empty promises. So when Belly was like, you know, I used to wish for you every year on my birthday, and she tried to play it off in a way of like, I don't now, like, you know, that was back then. But he turned around with like, kind of like, well, you got your wish because now you're stuck with me forever. her reaction was not, ew. Her reaction was, don't say that to me, because then you're going to get me excited. Then you're going to make me think it. So she just tried to shut it out, and she just tried to distance herself from those feelings as much as possible so that she could protect herself, because that's really all she was trying to do, was to protect her heart. But what do I always say? Like, vulnerability is the key to getting what you want, because using your self-love like a shield and using your self-love to protect yourself will only push people and things away. You have to be vulnerable, and you have to risk getting hurt, unfortunately, in order to uncover the truth. Because her protecting herself and denying Conrad, you know, to just protect her heart, is her lying. It's her not being real with her feelings, not being truthful with him about where she's at and what she's afraid of. And that would have never got her Conrad. Look at how the bedroom scene ended in Paris, with him just leaving as a result of her, you know, doing what you do when you're just trying to shield yourself from pain. And, you know, then that was that. He would have left, and they would have never, like, that would have been the end of that. And then no matter how much she loved him, she would have had to live with it for the rest of her life that she denied him. And that she, you know, used that self-love as a shield, blocked her blessings, cut him off just to avoid him hurting her ever again. But it took that out of the woods scene, the running, you know, to the train station, making the grand gesture, doing the declaration of love, which I'm so glad she did. Like, that's how we needed this show to end, because it was, this whole season was him making the declarations for her, him doing the grand gestures for her, him yearning for her, him going after her. That if we would have ended the show with him making that move again, which I guess he did because he came to Paris and whatever, but like, it had to end on her terms, because he couldn't force her into taking him back. He couldn't force her into loving him. He couldn't force her into a relationship. We needed to see her chase him and her declare to him and her be the most vulnerable to him and let that guard down and let go of the shield and open up her heart to be completely dismantled and thrown on the floor and stomped on. She had to take that risk, and we had to watch her take that risk in order for this entire picture, you know, to be complete and to be painted perfectly. That's what we needed to see, because at the end of the day, she did have the upper hand. She did have the say on whether or not they were gonna, you know, actually end up together, because he could have kept saying it all he wants, I love you, I love you, I love you, but she had to be willing to let go of the past and let her guard down in order for them to ever move forward. That's why we needed her making the grand gesture at the end. So that was just absolutely perfect. I'm so glad that we got that. But, you know, this, it all made sense, is what I'm trying to say. And I think we've all been that girl. Granted, they didn't all end up the same way as Belly and Conrad, because we don't all have the Conrad Fisher who, you know, actually meant what they said after screwing you over a million times. I mean, listen, I'm saying this as a damn near married woman, okay? I'm very happy with my life, but me and my man never broke up. We never went through this phase of him not being good to me and having, like, he's just been great from the beginning. Like, we've had a healthy relationship from the beginning. So, like, I'm not talking about that, okay? I'm talking about the Conrads and the guys that had us head over heels with no true intentions, you know? You know, we didn't have that happy ending with those people, but we've been the Belly in the situation where it's like, how do I trust that you're you mean what you say? How do I trust that, like, you're not going to completely destroy me and break my heart? And so this one is really for the girls who've been there and who get it. And it's like, oh, on one hand, it's like, yeah, that's what I was just trying to do. That's what I'm doing is just moving on. You know what Belly was trying to do. I'm just trying to protect myself and just be done with this, like get rid of this pain that this person causes me throughout my whole life, basically all of these years of just like waiting for them to turn it around and they don't. Like, that's what you were trying to do, or that's what you are doing. That's what Belly was trying to do. On the other hand, maybe he is, you know, genuine. Maybe he is your Conrad Fisher. Maybe he does actually want to be with you and see a future with you. And you do have to allow yourself to let your guard down, to be vulnerable, and to just go for it. It's scary. It's very scary. But vulnerability is the only way that you will get what you want ever. And I had to be the same way with my fiance, you know, like you can't play games and end up in a happy, healthy relationship. You don't get married by keeping your options open and not wanting to go all in and, you know, hurting each other. Like, that's not how you end up, you know, in this position, you know. So I hope that we get to see Belly and Conrad in that position. I want to see that in the movie. I want to see the marriage and the kids. But yeah, the only way to get there is to get through it. And the only way to get through it is to be honest with it, not by shutting it out. So I am so happy with that ending. I think that a lot of girls will resonate with Belly's situation and, you know, the whole Conrad of it all and just like being so infatuated with a guy that like you just need to protect yourself from. But if your guy that you're protecting yourself from is a good guy and he is a Conrad, get vulnerable. Put your heart on your sleeve. Wear it proudly. Be honest. Make the grand gesture if you must. Because I cannot see a man the way that I saw Conrad, just crying and heartbroken. And he really thought that Belly was done and gone. And that scared me. I'm not going to lie. I was scared. Okay. But I'm happy. Truly so happy. With all that being said, this episode is coming out on September 22nd, which means I have one episode left, September 29th, which is my wedding week episode. And then after that, I'm going to take a little break, just a 2-week break, because I will be taking a break the Monday following my wedding. And then the week after that is a holiday, Columbus Day. I'm looking at the calendar, Indigenous Peoples Day. And so I'm skipping those two because I typically skip a holiday week. And obviously I'm skipping my wedding week. When I return after that 2-week, you girls better be locked in, sat, popcorn, snacks, the whole thing. Put me on your TV screens because you can watch this. You can watch it on Spotify. You can watch it on YouTube. And if you got a smart TV with apps, you could pull up Spotify and you can pull up YouTube and watch me on your TV because we're doing a whole recap. Okay. So next week is the wedding week episode. Gonna talk about all wedding week things. We got our rings. I'll share that next week. I'll show the rings in next week's episode. The rings are ready. Everything, the whole like pre-brief will be next week. And then I have a 2-week break. And then the debrief, the full wedding recap, comes after that. Okay. So that is that. I'm so happy that we all got our happy ending, our Team Connie baby ending. And yeah, thank you girls so much for listening. Until next week, girls.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Like, 'cause I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
The Gentle Dentist continues to hear compliments from their patients.
I am so glad we found the Gentle Dentist. It is truly pain-free. Not just for me, but I'm so happy my children have had such a wonderful experience. They love the Smile Club.
I'm a business owner, so every minute of my time is valuable. I love that they are so respectful of my time.
The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call now. New patients receive a free sonic toothbrush with a cleaning and exam. Call 614-431-3311.
I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.